Welcome to Ghostwriters Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were a card game, what card game would you be? I would be Spades. Today we're going to explore the Children's Aesop, selected fables retold by Stephanie Kalmanson, illustrated by Robert Byrd. And this fable I have taken a few months to mull over because it was quite a journey for me to maybe understand and also agree with. I had an array of emotions that I just want to highlight with you guys today. So we'll start with the fable, The Two Pots, and then I'll move into my thought process per usual. Two pots were left out by a river when their owners had no more use for them. One was a strong pot made of iron, the other a weak pot made of clay. "Fancy meeting you here," said the pot of iron. "Nice to see you too," said the pot of clay. The pots sat side by side and basked in the sunshine. Suddenly the sky grew dark and rain came pouring down. The river rose onto the land and carried the two pots downstream. "Stay close by me," shouted the pot of iron over the noise of the rushing water. "Together we can make it through." "Thanks, but I think I'd be better off on my own," replied the pot of clay. "You see, you are my greatest danger. If we should bump together, I would break all to pieces." "Don't worry, I'll protect you," said the pot of iron. He grabbed the pot of clay's handle. The pot of clay worried his way downstream, and sure enough, as they rounded the last turn, the pot of iron banged into his friend, the pot of clay, and broke him to pieces. And so it is said, equals make the best friends. And so my first obstacle in this fable was the moral of the story, equals make the best friends. I'm thinking, do I agree with that? And my knee-jerk reaction is no. If I apply it to my own life, I can see that maybe my strongest relationships are those where we're close in age, our lifestyles are similar, our wants and needs are met in a certain aspect that is shared, versus maybe friends where you're more of a mentor or a mentee. I hate to think that this moral of the story is dissuading against that, because if you're a mentor or a mentee, you're not necessarily equals. It's a learning experience nonetheless, and a necessary experience. And so I thought, what makes that so bad? And so then I have to reread the moral of the story. Equals make the best friends. We only have 5 words to work with there, but it's not that unequals can't be friends. It's that it's a more relaxed relationship or a more relaxed friendship when you're coming together from the same place. And so that's reinforced through the story. We have the clay pot who is uncomfortable from the first. He even expresses vocally that he is uncomfortable, and it's not heeded. One thing that I thought was alarming in this was that the iron pot dissuades him and reassures him, "No, you're fine. If we stick together, it will be better." And then he actually grabs a hold of his handle and is restraining the clay pot to where he's trapped. And so he's anxious going downstream, and sure enough, his biggest fear comes to fruition. And I hate that for the clay pot, because it's not like he didn't set a boundary. He stood up for himself, cited why he was uncomfortable, and this iron pot swoops in, wanting to save the day, has a desire to save the day for the better, and it just ends poorly. If we took this scenario and tried to make both parties happy, maybe the iron pot could have hung back or charged ahead to clear the path for the clay pot, make sure that the logs were out of the way, or mine this stone on the left. That seemed more reasonable to me than yoking himself against the clay pot's wishes, hoping that his strength is enough for the two of them, when clearly it wasn't. And so then I try to apply their characteristics to people. So we have the iron pot, who is maybe that strong, confident friend who is sure-footed, sure of themselves, and capable. And then we have the weak pot of clay, who we can't even say in this instance is soft-spoken, because the clay pot has no qualms standing up for himself. He just isn't met with any acceptance. And so I think the clay pot understands his limitations. He's aware of what he's capable of and what is more dangerous to him than the iron pot, who could hit a log or a rock and be fine. And so I think the iron pot is incapable of understanding the clay pot's tribulations, because he has no need to be afraid of these things. What's a tap on a stone? What's a bump on a log? But for the clay pot, these are a literal make or break for him. They're unable to relate to one another. And there was a pathway for conversation of why this wouldn't work, but it was met with, oh, it'll be fine, because in the Iron Pot's experience, it would be fine. He has no reason to believe otherwise. So then that makes me think, okay, so equals as in life experience. We're on the same life step. And so I can kind of understand where that's coming from, because I have friends from all walks of life, and so I'm trying to apply that to my own relationships and see which ones seem to be these conversations where I'm like, make me understand, I don't understand, as opposed to other friendships where I just innately understand because I'm already there, I'm living it. And so when we talk, it's about our life experiences in real time as they're happening, not, oh, when I was your age, this happened to me as well, etc., etc. Like I said, there's power in both, so that's why I really resisted this to start, but eventually I came around to it. And what's neat about this is I have been both the clay pot and the iron pot. I've been the clay pot where I've said no, but then I've allowed myself to be coerced into a situation anyway, and the entire situation I'm panicking, I'm closing in on myself, like, ugh, this isn't good. I should have just left or been more firm in my stance. But then I've also been the one that's pushed, like this iron pot. Oh, come on, it'll be fun. You'll have a good time. Just give it a try. You know, that's kind of how I was analyzing it first, but it's just amazing to me how such a short story can be more thought-provoking than a novel in some cases. And I think it's because in a novel, you're given way more context clues and way more to hang on to. But when it's so short, I'm having to hang on every word to try to find some sort of clue in there, which is super fun for me. Feel free to share your own thoughts on it. You can email us at gwritersanon@gmail.com. You can visit our Facebook page, Ghostwriters Anonymous. That concludes our short and sweet episode this week.